At first whiff, the way way back smells like warmed over meatballs. Nat Faxon's and Jim Rash's new film and the 1979 Ivan Reitman sex comedy starring a shockingly young Bill Murray both construct their emotional center around a surly adult with a kind heart who mentors an awkward teenager. However, the childish body comedy of Meatballs mutes the film's potential as social commentary about the pathos of adolescence. Instead, both narratively and aesthetically, the film with which to unearth the triumph of The Way, Way Back is Mike Nichols' The Graduate. As different as The Graduate and The Way, Way Back are in terms of the representation of the teenager, Nichols' film features a 30-year-old Dustin Hoffman portraying a college graduate, and The Way, Way Back concerns a 14-year-old. The stylistic practices of both films foreground the trapped sensibility of the American teenager. The Graduate begins with Ben isolated in almost every image, alone and melancholy. Then, in the film's iconic final image, on the back seat of a city bus, Ben has filled the rest of the film's frame with his girlfriend Elaine. However, the long take lasts far too long, and we witness the life drain out of their faces as they begin to ponder what the remaining years of their lives hold in store. For its part, The Way, Way Back is built around a similar aesthetic presentation. As the film begins, we find Duncan sitting in the very back of the family station wagon, riding backwards because the forward-facing seats are taken by other family members. His stepfather, Trent, played by a demonic Steve Carell, tortures Duncan while his mom, Pam, sleeps in the passenger seat. Trent forces Duncan to rate himself on a scale of 1 to 10. When the awkward teen finally guesses a 6, Trent assures him that he's really just a 3. It's a brutal thing for an adult to do to an emotionally fragile teenager. The camera expresses Trent's malevolence as we only see Carell's face fragmented in close-up through the station wagon's rearview mirror, visualizing Duncan's disorientation. After Owen, played by Sam Rockwell, an aimless manager at the local water park, has repaired the damage adults have done to Duncan, the film revisits this opening set piece. Even though Duncan has informed Pam of Trent's adulterous ways, she refuses to leave him. Having nowhere else to go, she's forced to endure his abuse. Cutting their vacation short, the family gets back into the station wagon to drive home. Again, Trent drives while Duncan sits backwards. As the camera hovers in close-up on the face of Duncan, isolated in the back of the car, Pam jumps over the front seat and sits in the back with her son. Much to the consternation of the control freak Trent, earlier in the cabin, he absurdly reads the directions to the toddler's board game Candyland when he suspects Duncan is cheating. Pam has shorn herself of his control and now sits symbolically and literally with her son Duncan, finding courage in his unlikely transformation. Without the irony-inducing long take from The Graduate, The Way, Way Back ends on this far more optimistic note. It is not that The Way, Way Back is a saccharine film that forces an impossible happy ending. Instead, unlike The Graduate, it believes transformations, however small, are possible given the right alchemy of humor and love. As Owen explains to Duncan, you must refuse to follow the patterns of life. He's talking about a game of Pac-Man, and of course so much more. But instead, choose your own way. As such, The Way, Way Back accomplishes a remarkable feat. It drains the surly, ambiguous ironies of films like Meatballs and The Graduate. Instead, it channels their life force into something far more significant, a portrait of adolescence as it is actually lived. Duncan endures all of our familiar pain, but it is an escapable trauma, overcome by excellent adult mentoring and the daring to learn what one's own path in life should be. It is a film I wish I could have seen as a 16-year-old, but even more life-affirming is seeing it with a teenager of my own.